Watching them eat so voraciously and hugely, Johnny tried to figure out what genetic lines such creatures might come from. They reminded him of something, and he sought to place it. Then he recalled a fish that a pilot who was passing through Victoria had shown them. The pilot had been downed by fuel failure in the Indian Ocean and had ejected with a life raft. While waiting to be picked up, he was attacked by these fish. When he was rescued, they had shot one of the fish with a cannon and picto-recorded it. It had been pretty big. What had he called it? Johnny tried to think. They had looked it up in a man book. Ah, a shark. That had been the name. Yes. These small gray men had a similar skin, similar teeth. Maybe they were evolved from sharks that had become sentient. It finally came down to tea. It wasn't that the small gray men couldn't eat anymore. It was that Chief Chong Wan had run out of food. The tea was served, and the first small gray man asked, with just a trace of worry, whether this was yarb tea. He was reassured that it was just plain green tea, a fact that seemed to bring relief. They sat back and smiled at Johnny. They said that was the best dinner they had had in some time, maybe ever, and Chong Wan slid out to tell and please the cook. Under their gaze, Johnny thought to himself that now they were finished with all the food in sight, they were going to try to eat him. But no, that was vaporing. They were quite pleasant, really. Now maybe he could find out what they were all about, what they really wanted.
"You know,"
said the original small gray man,
"about these hostile forces. Your trouble here was really your defenses. Cheap trash. But that's the Cyclos for you. They never put their money in good defenses. Personnel were cheap. They'd rather buy half a dozen new females or a ton or two of Kerbango than proper armaments."
He looked at Johnny as though about to apprise him of something utterly devastating.
"You know how much those anti-aircraft guns you use cost? Less than 5,000 credits. Cheap trash. They won't even shoot up to 200,000 feet. Bargain basement rummage sale armaments. They probably bought them from some war surplus used. And some executive put the new price on the books and pocketed the difference."
"What should a proper anti-aircraft gun cost?"
said Johnny, to keep it going. The newest small gray man thought a moment. Then he brought a small gray book out of his vest pocket and opened it. The page seemed to get bigger, and he scanned down it with a little reader glass.
"Ah, here's one. Surface Space Combination Repulsion Multi-Computer Firing Defense Cannon. Maximum range 599 miles, 15,000 shots a minute, simultaneous tracking of 130 vessels or 2,300 bombs, destruction potential A-13, that's capital ship penetration, cost before discounts, 123,475 credits, plus freight and installation. Now, batteries of those located around your strong points would have handled that entire combined force, or kept them so high up they could not have launched atmosphere crafts."
The original small gray man agreed.
"Yes, that was the main trouble. The Cyclos were both improvident and credit-pinching at the same time. I don't think they even kept up this planet's defenses."
Johnny could agree with that. He felt he was going to find out something about these fellows now that they were talking. Keep them talking.
"Well, just at a guess, what would you say proper defenses for this planet would cost?"